Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Did you know that there are common items in and around your home that can kill your pets? It's true. And the ASPCA Poison Control Center gets hundreds of thousands of calls every year from panicked pet owners. And most cases could have been prevented. And it might surprise you to find out what some of those items are. My guest is Darlene Arden. She's an author and award-winning writer and lecturer. Welcome to the show, Darlene. So tell us about what is the most common cause of pet poisonings, things people don't necessarily realize or think about?
They don't think about putting their own prescription medications out of reach and locked away. And the other thing they don't think about is over-the-counter drugs. Something like Tylenol can kill your pet so quickly. If you leave it around where a dog or cat can get to it, especially a dog, when they start chewing through things, I know of one dog whose the nurse's teenage daughter left the bottle of Tylenol on her bed, stupidly. A teenager should know better. And the dog chewed through it, bled out of every orifice, and died.
Oh.
Five-year-old dog. I mean, that's so unnecessary.
And because some of those things are like syrupy and, you know, even the children's syrupy and sugary. I can tell you that if you dribble some Tylenol on the ground, you're giving children's Tylenol, your dog's going to lap that up pretty quick.
So is your cat. And, you know, when cats start chewing something and start swallowing, they cannot reverse it the way you can with a dog. Once they start to swallow, which is what makes string so lethal to them, and decorations from Christmas trees or little toys, once they start to swallow, they can't stop. So you really, and they can get up on any counter, and frankly, so can a toy dog. Bigger dogs do this counter surfing just standing up near the counter. The little ones will get on top of the counter without even thinking about it. And did you know that xylitol in sugarless gum, which is now showing up in other things like peanut butter, have to be very careful, is poisonous to pets.
Most people don't.
And it's so important to look at ingredients and see if you have sugarless chewing gum or read your labels, because a lot of us have always used peanut butter to keep the dog occupied. You know, you have two people and you want to trim nails and the dog's not thrilled with it. So you have one person in front holding out some peanut butter on a wooden spoon, and while the dog's lapping up the peanut butter, you're trimming the nails, and he doesn't know the difference. He's occupied. You better watch the ingredients on the peanut butter now, because they're starting to put xylitol in it. That scares me out of my wits. Chocolate.
Yeah, because people do love to do that. And chocolate. Now, speak about chocolate, because some people have said this is an urban legend or a myth, but it's not really, is it?
It's no myth. Not only is it not a myth, and is lethal to both dogs and cats, the theobromide in it. But if people use cocoa mulch out on their lawns, that's the same thing. And the dog will start to eat it, or if you let your cat out, which you should not do, they're going to eat it, and they're going to get sick, and if you don't get to the vet in time, they're going to die. Raisins and grapes are also products that are, you know, fruit they should not be eating. It's toxic. Macadamia nuts.
Grapes? Wait, back up a minute. Grapes?
Grapes and raisins and dogs.
But they used to say that grapes. Yeah, they will. And they used to say that grapes were a wonderful snack for dogs. Why are grapes toxic for dogs?
They are now just as lethal as raisins. And what is a raisin but a shriveled up old grape?
Yes.
I mean, think about it. And pets will eat the most disgusting things. And usually they'll survive that, stuff we don't think about. You know, it's like my pet ate. What? Beware of batteries. Keep those out of the way, because you know what the problem's going to be. If they eat batteries, you're going to have a problem.
Wow, I'm never going to give my dog grapes again. I can't believe that. And raisins and some of these things you're saying, and the peanut butter, you just, God, with the xylitol in it. People tend to think, Darlene, about under the counter, scary things that you want don't want your children to get to, but they don't think about these kinds of things, chocolate
and
grapes. And
they probably should think about these kind of things for their children, too, because they have little bodies. So
they
do. Why wouldn't it affect, I mean, they don't have the same digestive system. They may not have exactly the same allergies. But it doesn't hurt to keep them away from some of this stuff. There are alternatives to everything for kids. Not so much for children, but for dogs and cats, rather. But human medications are a huge problem, and people don't think about it. Or if you have an elderly person in the house, and it's hard for them to hold on to something, the dog can scoop up the pill as soon as it hits the floor. Poisonous plants. There's lists online that you can get of all the plants that are poisonous. I just don't have plants anymore. I have one.
Well, I worry about that too. And you know what else I think people might not think about, Darlene, is vitamins. We take vitamins. All of us are trying to be healthy and take our vitamins every day. And I have actually had a vitamin C fall on the ground, and they're sweet, and they're like little sugar candies.
Mm-hmm.
And my dog grabbed that thing up before I had a chance to even, you know, and even the vitamin D or a CoQ10 or one of those things, a multivitamin, a chewable, the dogs will grab those things right away.
They absolutely will, because it's like, wow, it hit the ground. It's the shape of one of my treats. Yay.
Yes.
Antifreeze, if they get out anywhere, the driveway, the garage, and they lick antifreeze, which is ethylene glycol, deadly poison, and it's liquid. It's very easy. Household cleaners and chemicals we know about. I believe in childproofing your home, even if your only child has four legs and a tail. And if you have little kids, patrol the floor. Any little pieces they leave out from toys, the dogs can swallow. So could the cat. And that's a problem. Products on lawns and gardens. I have what I call the most wonderful weed and crabgrass station, because I won't use those things outside. And I used to call the neighbors when we were using one of those services that was supposedly safe. My neighbors let their animals loose. Not supposed to. My feeling is, if you've brought it into your life as a family member, treat it as such. Walk your dog. Keep your cat indoors with environmental enrichment. Make sure they're safe. As soon as they walk onto a lawn that's been chemically treated and they come home, they all lick their paws. What are they doing? They're ingesting the poison.
Oh,
because
absolutely. And how scary.
And
how scary that
is. In the winter, I live in New England. You can imagine what the streets are like, and they're chemically treated. Well, you either want to be sure your dog learns to walk with boots on, or the first thing you do when you get home is wash your dog's feet before he walks in the house and gets a chance to lick the pads.
Yeah, and that salt, that blue salt, I mean, that not only that, but it gets in those pads, and it can really hurt them. It can actually burn them. And what about dogs that drink your pool water? Because bleach and chlorine, and I see that all the time, that dogs drink pool water. So you have about 20 seconds, my dear. Wrap up this really great information on protecting our little furry friends.
Well, keep yeast bread dough away from them. Keep anything that looks good or even interesting out of their way. Lock everything up, and if you think it can't be reached, think again. It's not good enough just to put it at the back of the counter. They can get there. So check your house, make sure it's safe, and make sure you and your pet share a long, healthy, happy life together.
That's right, and some things that Darlene mentioned that you might not even imagine. Raisins, grapes, xylitol that can come in peanut butter, chocolate, medications, vitamin supplements. These are all things that could really harm your pet and kill them even. So, you know, check that kind of thing out. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening to Radio MD. Stay well and stay tuned.